Will the mystery of the missing Malaysia flight MH370 ever be solved, as posted in Dogo News, written by Mira Dolasia? When the 239 passengers and 12 crew members boarded Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 from Kuala Lumpur at 12:41 a.m. on March 8th, they probably had one thought in mind: to go to their respective homes or hotels and catch up on some well-deserved rest when the flight landed in Beijing at 6:30 a.m. Unfortunately, that would never happen. Within 2 hours of the flight's departure, the Boeing 777-200ER lost all contact with the control tower and disappeared. Believing that the airplane had met with some mishap caused by engine failure or perhaps even a hijacking gone wrong, the Malaysian government immediately sent out a search team to look for debris. But after an intense 6-hour search of the area revealed nothing, the officials had no choice but to announce to the world and the anxious relatives and friends that were waiting in Beijing that Malaysian flight MH370 appeared to have simply disappeared into thin air. That news has sparked what has become the largest search and rescue effort in history. The initial search was restricted to the Gulf of Thailand and South China Sea, the area which lay right under the airplane's flight path. But after some satellite data showed that the flight seemed to have veered off its path and continued for a few hours after the captain's last contact with a control tower, the search was expanded extensively. The big break came on March 16th and 18th, when two satellite images showed what appeared to be aircraft debris in the southern Indian Ocean, southwest of Western Australia. However, while there have been almost daily sightings of marine debris by the satellites in the area, there is still no confirmation that the objects actually belong to the aircraft. But since these are the first viable leads for the missing aircraft, search teams are hopeful that they may finally be able to put this mystery to rest. All along, however, relatives and friends have been hoping that the airplane had been hijacked and safely landed at some unknown destination. But this optimism came to an end on March 28th, when the officials at Malaysian Airlines announced that despite the fact that no wreckage had yet been discovered, they concurred with the data from British Air Accidents Investigation Branch and British satellite telecommunications company Inmarsat that Flight 370 had definitely crashed in the southern Indian Ocean, leaving behind no survivors. With all hope dashed, there is only one thing everyone wants to know: what happened to Flight 370? In order to do that, the search team has to locate the flight data recorder, or what is popularly known as the black box. That, however, is going to be difficult given that there is no confirmed location of where it crashed. To make things worse, the stormy weather in the area has meant that the search missions have had to be abandoned numerous times. On Friday, April 4th, a total of 14 aircraft and 9 ships began an intense search in what seems to be the most plausible crash site, a 217,000 square kilometers stretch of the remote Indian Ocean northwest of Perth. Among them is Australian naval supply ship Ocean Shide, which is carrying with it TPL-25, a giant underwater microphone that is trying to detect the ping that emanates from the beacons of the flight recorders following airplane accidents. If it is able to locate the box, the crew will deploy U.S.-built robot Bluefin 21. Sent in by the U.S. Navy, the 21-foot-long robot can go down 2.5 miles and stay submerged for 25 hours at a time, during which time it can scout out 40 square miles of the ocean floor. Once it is lowered down, it hovers over the seabed and takes images of the ocean floor using sonar acoustics. But until the searchers can pinpoint the area where the plane may have crashed, the robot is of no use. The bigger problem, however, is that time is running out. That's because the batteries in the locator beacons have a maximum life of 30 days, which means that they could fizzle out as early as April 8th. This gives the search crew just a few days to find and verify the debris and deploy Bluefin 21. If they are unable to do that, the world may never be able to find out what happened to the passengers and crew of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370.